The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
So, Chris, welcome to the Icons of Real Estate Podcast. It's a pleasure to have you on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Just for our listeners, can you take a minute or two to introduce yourself and give us a little bit of background and how you ended up where you are today in real estate?
Yeah, sure. I grew up around it. My mom had been in real estate in the 80s and 90s, and then I had kind of rejected it and said, oh my gosh, how cheesy, you put your face on your business card. I don't want a part of that. And then
you know, the big billboards on every highway?
Yeah, right. Well, she wasn't that big, but you know, just the whole branding of the person and the face, which was a big part of real estate. And I used to tease her for it. And then in 2004, three kids working in the area with my wife and three kids. And my parents were super busy. The market was crazy. And my dad had gotten his license and was helping my mom a bit. And so we created the Hennessy Family Team in the suburbs of Philadelphia. And it was great. We worked together for the next, you know, 8-9 years. And in 2012, they retired and became snowbirds and said they're stopped selling houses. And then they moved to Florida. And then I kind of looked and said, okay, I got to start my team. How am I going to do this? I hired my first assistant and started my team that way. And that was 2012, and really just took off from there as the Chris Hennessy team. And, you know, ebbs and flows of the market. It's been great. It's been a good ride. I've 15 years at RE/MAX, 2.5 years at Keller Williams. And now for the last 2.5 years, been at eXp. And it's been quite a journey. It's been fun.
Have you found the transition to eXp from RE/MAX and from Keller Williams?
It was fine. I mean, it was different being a virtual based company. So it wasn't like you brought your laptop into the office and sat down with the secretary and get the passwords and the Wi-Fi code and here's your mailbox. And it was very different. I think I'm 54, so my generation is more used to brick and mortar. I think the younger generation, which I've helped recruit some younger folks, it's a no-brainer.
You know, my kids,
it is second nature too. My daughter works in New York City and she was overseas. She was working from overseas. I'm like, what? You know, it's just such a different world. So it was interesting transition to do that. Now I've gotten acclimated. I network. I have colleagues that are not physically in Pennsylvania per se.
Yeah.
And I network with them via Zoom, and we have brokers meetings in the world, and you get to meet with people, just not in person.
Awesome. So I understand that you're not really a transactional agent. It's not, you know, deal next, deal next. You really work on the relationships. How does that flow in your business? How does that work for you?
You mean on the consumer side with my buyers and sellers?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's been the lifeblood of my business, has been relational. And I guess everybody has a different style. I am much more relational. I'm a true extrovert. I enjoy the people side of this business most of the time. But yeah, I mean, working with the people and gaining their trust and respect as a professional in the field, and I'm going to help them through a major purchase of their life, you know, and I think the transition of real estate, that's why I would say real estate is more about transition and counseling people through the transition. And yes, we have to do the negotiation, the minutiae, and the pricing and the inspections, but you're counseling people through a purchase or a sale. And it is very relational, and you're inserted into people's lives. You're invited into their dining room, and it's I take it seriously, and I enjoy that part of it. And then being rewarded with referrals from those people if you service them at a high level, and they will then refer you to their friends, families, you know, people at the country club, at the synagogue, at the church, or wherever that they might know.
Yeah, as realtors, we buy and sell homes every day, and it's easy to get carried away and forget that these people do it on 77, 10, 15 years maybe, right?
Exactly, yep.
And I understand you do client events as well. What sort of events do you hold, and how does that work for you?
I think that's done. I was a big Brian Buffini guy when I got into my license in 2004. I did 100 Days to Greatness. I've been a big Brian Buffini advocate through my career with coaches and different things like that, as well as some Tom Ferry. But I think one of the things I learned about personal note writing stopping by your past clients and then inviting them to certain client events is critical to maintain that top of mind relationship. And over the years, I've done movie events. I've been consistently doing a Thanksgiving pie. It's evolved to become pints and pies because of all the microbreweries in America. I say, hey, let's give the local business, brewery some business. So I go on the Sunday or Monday before Thanksgiving here in the US, and I will have everyone pre-order either a pumpkin or an apple pie. And they come, and it's like an open house for 3 hours. We've got some music, we've got some food, and I have branded beer glasses. And my brother is a mortgage loan officer, so he sponsors it with me. Perfect. And we just have a blast. People come and have a beer, pick up a pie, and get to see people that you haven't seen in years or, you know, over the years. And then we book a whole theater and have the movie event too. So
yeah, you're talking my language with the craft beer. Every
yeah,
time
I know.
In a new city, that's where I'll find a brewery and we always have a good time.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's really fun. And I always have iced tea or lemonade if people don't want to have a beer.
Absolutely.
And the brewery does have some optional wine if people are not beer drinkers or gluten free.
Yeah, so you kind of touched on this already, but you mentioned earlier your motto really is counsel, don't sell. So you really treat this more as a you're a counselor, you're an advisor, not just trying to get the next deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been part of my success is that I'm not pushing you to buy a home. I'm helping you make the decision that you called me to make.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you called me for a reason, or I'm standing in front of you to talk about selling the home that you've lived in for 25 years and raise your kids. And how am I going to help you through that transition? Where do you want to go? What are the goals? What is the, you know, what are the needs that you have going forward? Are you going out of state to Florida? You're retiring. You're going to a living home, you know, like a mature living home, like a assisted living or different types of things like that. Or is it an estate sale, or your family's growing and you need a bigger home? You know, all these different needs.
As someone who now has his own team, how did you find putting a team together, and how has that evolved for you?
You know, that's a whole different mindset, which comes with different skills, which I had to learn, and I'm still learning, as far as being more like in an HR mentality, where you're kind of managing people and their lives and helping them build their real estate income. And that's always challenging because I think, you know, you get to know people, and I'm a relational person. So I bring these people on my team, and then they leave, you know, which is inevitable. You want to see them succeed. And I think one of the benefits of the EXP model that I find myself in now is if they stay with EXP, it's still going to be beneficial because there is that roll up within the people that you bring into the organization, which is really built how it should be. If you think about it, you know, if you bring on someone, give them all of this knowledge and training and time, and even some clients to help, because I have extra clients that I can't service.
Right.
And so they benefit from that. It would be great if they want to go off and launch and do their own thing and not be on a team. That's great. But let me help you get set up with EXP and stay within the model. And it's still going to be beneficial. So that's one of the reasons I like EXP so much.
Yeah, it is a great model. And it's been so successful so quickly.
And yeah.
Being around for a while, would you have any advice for new agents entering the business?
Advice for new agents in the business. I would say that when I joined and got my license, I was really trained and mentored by my mom and dad. Mostly my mom had been doing it for 20 years. And I think to be part of a team, you know, if I were going to go move across the country or move to Canada, I would jump onto a top real estate team to learn the nuances of the market, the neighborhoods, the way things are done, because real estate changes the way we do our paperwork and how we do our marketing and how you interact and how you're paid. And
it's very
all those different things. So it's a whole different world. You know, my daughter lives in New York City, and I was talking to an agent up there, and it's like a whole different world in New York City from, you know, an hour and a half away from where I live. So it's, I think to a new agent getting into this business is to align themselves with a top agent in their market, a team, jump on that team, learn the business. And if you're a certain personality that is good with that, then ride it for the long haul and enjoy the mentoring and the training and the camaraderie, because real estate can be very lonely a business if you're out there on your own,
especially the virtual model now.
Yeah, exactly, now that we're not even going to offices, so it's a whole different world. So that would be my advice. And also get a coach.
Yeah.
You know, if, and maybe get a coach maybe after, you know, 6 months to a year, if you're making some money, and get a coach that's different maybe from your team leader, because that coach can pour into you on a larger level that's going to be a little bit more objective.
Awesome. So you had great production last year, $18 million, I understand. And yeah. Looking for growth, going to 20 million. Are we on track this year?
Oh, I tell you, it's a challenge to, I had some people get out of the business on my team, which were new in the business. And that's, I think it's going to happen. I think there's going to be some newer agents that either get freaked out because it is a downturn. I think that even some top agents like myself, we are seeing a lower number of transactions. So it's going to be harder to hit that goal, but I'm still trying to focus on that to try to have some growth in a downturn economy where we have inflation crazy. I'm sure you guys up in Canada are having a similar type of inflation.
Exactly the same. Thank goodness you've seen a cycle like this before and you know you can work your way through it.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to remain positive. High rates, interest rates, high inflation, and people sitting on a 3% mortgage that they bought 5 years ago or 3 years ago or 10 years ago are hesitant to make a move to pay top dollar and compete and fight and waive inspections and then go to a 7% mortgage. So it's a little bit of a gridlock we're seeing right now in the market.
The good thing is there's always people that need to move.
Yep, 100%.
So Chris, it's been great chatting with you today. You've shared some great insights. I think our listeners will get a lot of value out of it. Just thank you again. And if our listeners want to reach out to you, where's the best place for them to get hold of you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the best way is my website, chrishennesseyteam.com, or my direct line, which is 215-313-8309. And I'd be happy to chat with you about your journey in real estate or help you out. If you're here in the Pennsylvania area, I'm licensed in Pennsylvania, so is my team. So from Philadelphia to Allentown, really all towards Lancaster is what we've mostly dealt with.
Excellent. Thanks again, Chris.
Thanks so much. Yep. Thanks for having me.